The study of emotions has become very fashionable recently, and there are a lot of people who I think mistakenly argue that you need emotions in order to be intelligent. I think there's confusion about the evidence for that. But what is correct is that a complete human-like information processing architecture is not just going to acquire information, store it, transform it, perform cognitive operations. It will not actually do anything unless there are things like desires, preferences, hopes, fears, intentions. In other words, we need not just cognitive processes, but what are called affective processes, like desires and preferences and tastes and likes and dislikes. So we certainly need to understand how all those things fit into the whole architecture. Otherwise, for example, your domestic robot may not have any desire to help you at all. It may not care about the consequences of what it does, and therefore it might do things while in response to your requests, which blindly follow your requests, but it is perfectly aware don't actually serve your needs. So it might, for instance, hand you something in a way that is not going to be easy for you to grasp. So it must want to help in order to be able to be a good domestic robot. Anyway, emotions, I think, as I understand the word, although not how everybody else does, is just a special case of these kinds of processes. I think it's the sort of case where you need to be able to react to the unexpected or to something that might happen that will interfere with what you're doing. So there are things like anxiety, pleasant surprises, regret about what you've done, which may lead you to wonder about how you could avoid that kind of situation in the future, and so on. So we need to think about how all of those affective processes arise in the architecture and see when they're useful, when they're not, how they can be controlled, and so on. So I see that as just one part of the general research aim of understanding how minds work.